I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United States says we'll accept at least 10,000 Syrian refugees in the coming year and increase humanitarian assistance for those fleeing the violence in Syria. That story now from VOA's Mike Richmond.
The U.S. has taken in about 1,500 Syrian refugees since the civil war broke out in that country more than 4 years ago. On Thursday, the United States announced plans to help Syrian refugees more, saying it will accept at least 10,000 of them in the coming year. The White House said President Barack Obama agreed to let the refugees in the country starting next month. The White House announcement Thursday came as record numbers of migrants streamed through the Balkans into Hungary, forcing Austria to suspend cross-border train services because of massive overcrowding. Hungary is a major transit point for refugees hoping to reach Germany and other Western European countries. Mike Richmond, VOA News, Washington.
And in Washington, Senate Democrats have blocked a vote of disapproval on the nuclear accord with Iran, delivering President Obama a victory on his top foreign policy initiative. Mr. Obama called it, in his words, a victory for diplomacy, for American national security, and for the safety and security of the world. But a disappointed Republican Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, said Democratic senators just voted to block the American people from even having what he called a real vote on one of the most consequential foreign policy issues of our times. Zimbabwe's finance minister has indicated that he's given up on convincing the International Monetary Fund and other creditors to cancel the country's $10 billion debt. President Mugabe governed government blamed the current situation on Western sanctions imposed on him and ruling party officials. This is VOA News. Today is the anniversary of the September 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. In cities across the country, people will remember the attacks that killed about 3,000 people in New York City, Washington, D.C., and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. On September the 11th, 2001, passengers on United Airlines Flight 93 fought the terrorist hijackers, taking down the plane in rural Pennsylvania, preventing it from being crashed in one of the country's major metropolitan areas. VOA's Kane Faribault reporting now from the Flight 93 Visitor Center in Somerset County, Pennsylvania.
14 years after one of the defining moments of American history, which was Gordon Felt's personal tragedy.
It is surreal at times. Early on, it became very evident to us very quickly that our loved ones, the events surrounding their death, had historical significance to our country.
Gordon Felt's brother Edward was one of the passengers on Flight 93 who tried to reclaim the cockpit from the terrorists who hijacked the plane. The last 35 minutes of Edward Felt's life, and those on the plane with him, is explained through artifacts and interactive displays in the new Flight 93 Visitor Center, where family members hope visitors will understand the full impact of the actions of their loved ones. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Somerset County, Pennsylvania.
People of Singapore voting today in a general election that could further chip away at the five-decade-long dominance of the country's long-ruling People's Action Party. PAP is seen as nearly certain to retain a wide majority in the parliament, but faces a strong challenge from opposition parties, which for the first time are contesting all 89 seats. The party was co-founded by Singapore's independence leader Lee Kuan Yew, who died earlier this year. A group of scientists announced on Thursday they discovered an extinct early ancestor of humans. John Hawks, the senior author on the reporting of the new species, spoke with VOA about the similarities between what they've discovered and humans, also known as Homo erectus.
It appears to be related to us in our family tree around the time of those earliest members of Homo. And based on fossils from other parts of Africa, we would think that time was around 2 million years ago. But what we don't know is whether Homo naledi itself is a potential ancestor who lived around that time, or if bones that we've found represent a later time. Species don't become extinct, you know, at the minute that they originate. They last for some time.
Discovery is the result of finding a collection of bones in a hard-to-reach section of a cave outside of Johannesburg, South Africa. And authorities in New York investigating an incident involving retired U.S. tennis player James Blake. He says he was thrown to the ground and handcuffed by police, mistaken as a suspect.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on The Voice of America, English.